Despise, please. Dear Father, we come before you, your presence, and asking you, Lord, that you would anoint your word, that you would make clarity, and that your will be done at this time, in Jesus' name. Amen. The thought of my heart is self. And I wanted it nice and big to represent how self works. Self is represented by some special words. I, me, mine. Those are words that represent myself. And, you know, self is not our friend.
Yes.
When we were born in this world, we had a tendency to look out for ourselves. You can just look at a little child, a little baby, and some of the first things they do is want get attention to themselves. If they're hungry, they're going to cry. If they're wet or whatever. And God allowed us to have that in us. But we have to do something with that self. And if we allow it to have its way, it will lead us away from God and not to God. When we look in the scriptures, we see some people that were motivated by self and how it was very destructive. Self is dangerous. You know, I'm a teacher, too. I taught. And one of the things that I try to do is to help some children have poor self-images. And I try to work with those children that have poor self-images to build their confidence in themselves. But we want to have enough confidence in ourselves to be able to do what God wants us to do.
Yes.
But then we don't want to cater to ourselves.
That's right.
We don't want to pamper ourselves. We don't want to just give in to it because it will lead us in the wrong direction.
Yes.
I was listening to one of the messages the other day. Now, I don't remember who they mentioned about one lady gave her husband an ultimatum and said, you know, there's two choices. It's my way or the highway. And that's exactly what self does. It seeks for its way.
Yes.
And it's my way.
Yes.
I'm willing to believe that a lot of times the difficulties we have among ourselves, in the families, or among the congregation, has to do with self. Somebody feels like things ought to be a certain way, and they won't bend. They won't give in. It has to be my way or the highway. If I think that we should have meatloaf and mashed potatoes and green beans, and another person says, no, I think we ought to have steak and rice and peas. The person, the self-willed person that's so determined to have themselves, they can't give in. They can't, it's hard for them to bend and to be flexible enough to let the other person have it. But if we look in the scriptures, we see that the Lord want us to prefer our brethren, prefer one another, allow the other person to have their way. If they are a self-willed person and have to have it their way, let them have it. Back off, give in, and pray. Because God can take care of things. He can take care of it much better than we can.
Yeah.
And if we do a tug of war that rope will break. But if we submit to one another, if we give in, if we pray, God can change somebody else's heart and their minds. I feel like this is what we need to do as people of God, starting in our homes and then in the congregation and then among other people. And when we go on the job, we find that we'll get along much better if we will submit to others. Now, what should we do with this self that we have? Well, Jesus was our example. In John 5:30, let's go there. I might have someone to help me with some of the reading, please. What did Jesus do? Jesus didn't try to even please himself, did he? No. He came to do the will of God. And we can be the same way. It says, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which has sent me. So we see that his judgment was just because he did not seek his own will, but the will of the Father, which is in heaven. Now, I might be preaching to the choir, and most of you say, oh, I know this. But, you know, we have to deal with self on a daily basis. It's not something that we can, we get saved and we leave self at the altar and we go back and don't have to deal with it. When we get from that altar, self is going to go back with us and try to make its way. So we have to fight on a daily basis. And Paul said, I die daily. What do we need to do with this self? Die to self. Sometimes the Lord might talk to our hearts and give us things to do or things, and we might look at it and say, oh, Lord, I can't do this. I just can't, you know. I think about others will see me this way or they'll see me that way. They'll think I'm this or I'm that. You know that self? When you're so worried about what somebody think about you, that's self. Yes. Resist it. We have to resist self. We have to fight him like we fight the devil ourselves, because, you know, the devil himself, because the devil is working through self. In many cases, he works through self, and we have to fight it with everything we got within us. Then it says, when we are full of the love of God, we are not going to have self on exhibition. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13:5. So if we're having problems with self, let's ask God to increase the love of God in our heart. It says, and I really want to go 4 and 5, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up.
Amen.
Vaunteth not itself. What does that mean? It doesn't put itself forward. That's what it means. And it's not puffed up. It's not thinking it's something great. Oh, do you know the brother was teaching about pride and humility? And the best way we can handle self is to humble ourselves. No matter what happens in our life, if we get in a situation we don't know what to do, we can get to the lowest place we can go. and God will be there to help us out. That's denying ourselves. That's putting ourselves. Well, somebody say might say, you shouldn't have said that, or you shouldn't have acted that way. What can you do about it? Well, I didn't mean any harm, or try to. Well, I meant this, or. But the best way to do it is to say, I'm sorry.
That's
right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Amen.
Get as low as low. They say you talk too much. Well, I'm sorry. Pray for me. I'll try not to talk so much. Get as low as you can, and God will be there with us. That's how we humble ourselves. That's how we deny self. That's how we put self down. Because self is our enemy. It is not our friend. It's not a friend. You think that you got to protect yourself? No. I would rather the Lord to protect me than me to try to protect myself. It says, charity does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. The opposite of, self is selfish. It's seeking its own. It's seeking to have its own way. It's seeking to do things the way self thinks it ought to. You know, you might feel like, I know this, I got this, I was educated for this.
Yes.
But you know what? You still have to humble yourself.
Yes.
You still have to die to self. You still, even if you got it, even if you know it, sometimes God wants us to just say, back off and let the other person do and say it the way they feel it should be done. They may be wrong. But you know, God will take care of things if we'll put it in His hands.
Yeah.
It is not easily provoked and think it's no evil. So if we have, if we allow God to fill us more and more with His love, then self is not going to be on exhibition. He doesn't, God, I was saying something to someone. God wants a vessel that He can use, that He can be on exhibition. There's no profit in us being on exhibition, saying, I'm a good this, or I'm a good that, or I know I got this. I know I can make some good cakes. Maybe you do, but let another person say it. We don't have to say it, right? I know I love baking cakes and I love decorating cakes, but I can tell you something. There are people that can do it better than I can. And Sister Lenita, I throw a pants to her. I can't do it anymore because of my tremors. But I used to do a lot of cakes and used to decorate a lot of cakes. But the point is, God gets no glory if we're going to glory in ourselves. So we want God to be on exhibition. We want Him to get glory. We want to so live and so walk and so act that people can say, that was God. Not, that was Sister so-and-so or Brother so-and-so. That was God. And I think He wants to use vessels that almost can't do it. In a sense, they can't do it. So you can know that it was Him. I was hearing the brother mention about, someone mentioned about Gideon. I think it was Gideon. How that God, he works in circumstances that look like it's impossible. You can't. How can you fight this battle with so few people? How can you walk around the wall of Jericho and the walls fall down without an axe, a hammer, or a chisel, or whatever they use to knock down walls, but just praises to the Lord and shouting. God likes to work like that. But he can't do that if we're going to be in ourselves. So we have to deny ourselves and be humble so that he can work and he can get the glory and others can be blessed. We can't bless others on our own.
Yes.
It's going to take God to do it. So, but we have to be out of ourselves. We have to deny ourselves. We have to diminish self. You see how big that is? That's the way most people are with self. It's big in all exhibition. And we want to diminish it so that you can't even hardly see it. You have to look for it. So we need to, if we continue to put on the attributes of Christ and do things God's way and deny ourselves, God can bless in the kingdom of God. But now we want to look at some people that try to do things in their own way. And let's go to Numbers 22 and we'll look at Balak and Balaam and how that Balak wanted Balaam to go curse the people of God. Do you remember that story? And so Balaam was determined to do it, even though God didn't want him to do it. And he kept trying. So finally, I think it's in the 21st verse. Okay, 20. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto you, that shall you do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way. As you know, Balaam was going to try to do it because the way the Balaam wanted him to do it. But God wasn't pleased with that way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And as the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and as the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field, and Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyard, a wall being on one side and a wall on the other, on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in the narrow place where was a way turned either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with the staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass. And she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said, now, you know what? You would think with that ass talking to him, that would have been enough to open his eyes and say, wait a minute, something isn't right here. But no, he's talking back to him. And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for I would kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am not I thine ass upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine this day? And was I even ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, Nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. So as you see, what self was doing to him, he was determined to go and curse Israel, just like the man had asked him, told him to do. And three times, God was trying to stop him. You know, we have to be careful, because self will be so stubborn, we'll just start trying to do something over and above what God would want us to do. And God tried to stop us until, you know, if we continue on, we'll find ourselves away from God. God is good to us, and he's merciful to us, and he deals with us, and he's patient with us. But there comes a time when self just takes over, and we're just on our own. And we can do nothing on our own but fail. And then we think about Saul. Let's go to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. Samuel, starting at the first verse, Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite the Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not. Okay, listen how clear this command is. He's telling me exactly what to do. There's no confusion as to what to do. Go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Simple, right?
Yes.
But let's see how well he performed that. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in to lay him, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. Now he had plenty of people to work with. And Saul came to the city of the Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye show kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive. And see, that's the first thing. He took the king. And utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, and the oxen, and the fatling, and the lambs, and all that was good and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused, that they destroyed utterly. What made Saul do it that way? So, and as we read on, and Samuel came to him and he told him he had not obeyed the voice of the Lord. First thing he said he had, and then when he was, Samuel said, well, what means thou this bleeding of the sheep out here? Then he confessed that, well, we spared Agag and the people. Then he tried to put it on the people, but in reality, it was himself.
Yes.
He wanted, if it was the people, it's because he wanted to have to be look good in their sight. You know, we don't have to worry how good we look in somebody's sight. We need to do what we're supposed to do according to the will of God. Deny ourselves. When you begin to worry about whether I look good for somebody in the sight of somebody, that's self. That's self. Self will want himself to look good. Self want to be on exhibition. Self want to be lifted up among the people. Self want to be accepted. And some of the things that God tells us to do, we may not be accepted. If we're standing on the word of God and doing things the way the word of God tells us, we're not going to please everybody. So we need to deny ourselves. This got him in trouble. So what did he do? Let me go on and tell you what happened to him. Trying to find the scripture. Don't have it written down, but in one of the scriptures, Samuel told Saul to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of rams. I don't see it right here. I can't get
through. Verse 22, Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
Stop just a minute. You see this word stubbornness? Stubbornness comes from self. Self will make you stubborn. This cost him. Keep on.
Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in my works, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice.
See, that is why. Number, he feared the people. He feared to what he would look like. You know, I'm king now. See, when he was Samuel had told him, when you were humble in your own sight, God put you in this place. But then now you got a position as a king, and you don't want to look bad in their sight, so you're going to disobey God, and then he lost his kingdom for that. So I was just thinking how it is serious. Self is, I don't know if I can get it across, but it is a serious matter to be selfish and to allow self to have its way. Let's go to Matthew 16 and 24. What are we going to do with this self? What should we do with it? In the 24th verse, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come unto me, let him deny himself. That's what we got to do with it. Deny self. and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. And if you want to save your reputation, you're going to lose in the end. Not only just your physical life, but your reputation with others. It says, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Shall I give my will, my way, myself in exchange for my soul? That would be a sad state to be in. Luke 9:23. You get it before you can read it.
And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take off his cross daily, and follow me.
So, that denying ourselves is daily business. It's something we have to deal with on a daily basis. But it says, deny himself and take up his cross daily. And follow me. And Philippians 2:4.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus, our perfect example, denied himself and took up his cross to follow Christ. He took up, to follow the Lord, his Lord. He died on the cross for our sins. And because he was willing to deny himself and die on that cross and bear the shame of the cross as though he was a criminal, we today are here in this assembly because of Jesus. Pray for me.